Welcome back to Hour 2 of Hockey Prospect Radio on Sirius XM NHL Network Radio. I'm Shane Malloy. Along with me is Russ Cohn. So we're going to jump over to a new team in the NHL, talk about their farm systems. So we're happy to bring on a regular guest of ours, Mark Gianetti, Director of Scouting for the LA Kings. Mark, thanks for coming on the show. We always appreciate that.
I'm glad to be here.
Well, Mark, we like talking about your prospects because well, you always find guys late. There's some guys in the second round that always intrigue us. So we're always kind of curious, especially over the last few years. You guys have done a really good job of getting guys into the NHL. So we're always wondering if the next crop is going to do the same. And a guy that you guys picked in the second round, who I thought should have went in the first, is really interesting. He's a heavy, you know, hard player to play against down low, and Valentin Zykov. And what were your thoughts on how he played last year? He went from Baie-Comeau to Gatineau, missed some games because he got hurt, but he seems to be that type of player that may be better in the pros than he is in junior when he's surrounded with guys that are going to be in the right place and play a game that is more suited to playing below the circles and around the net.
Yeah, I actually agree with that statement. It was funny, we drafted him at 40 goals in the Quebec League, but if you were to be a fly on the wall in our room and read the reports, the thing that made us trade up to get him was his heaviness, you know, and his physique. And it was something, obviously, if you see the build-up, you know, the makeup of our team, that's something that's one of the elements of tantamount important to us. So it's funny, he didn't hit those 40-goal plateaus since then, but we've been pretty happy with how with his style of play hasn't changed. And it's been especially evident when he comes to camp with us. His first two camps, he was neck and neck. We would never have kept him, but just in terms of play, he was neck and neck with Shore in terms of the best prospect at the camp. The guy who was, you know, the guy you could really readily envision, a role for him, you know, was at F9 or F10 right off the bat. And, he's heavy even at the NHL level. So he's made an impression on, both Darryl and Mike Stubbs as well with his play at camp.
Yeah, I just like the way he's always around the net. He's a slippery guy to cover. You know that you're supposed to be watching him on the ice, yet he still gets to where he wants to go, and I'm sure defensemen sort of shake their head at that. He really skilled puck control and passer, and again, you guys are doing the right thing. You know, you're not rushing him.
Yeah, it hasn't been our modus operandi to rush guys in. I mean, Voinov could have played in the league, you know, as an 18-year-old, and he spent 2.5 years in the American League. It's a philosophy of Dean's that I share as well. You know, it's really not a bad thing for these guys to learn in the American League, and I think they're better for it. And you know, it's funny we see Zykov. He gets to the puck first, which you hear. You know, that's one of those buzz terms, and you know, in the NHL, except. Plenty of guys get to the puck first and don't do anything. You know, they get to the puck and they get pinned. Like Val gets to the puck, you know, and he creates a base and he creates possession. And it's not only, you know, he's able to hold the puck, he's able to advance it. Just like you said, he's got those skills that really shine in confined areas and that heaviness where he's able to advance the puck in those dirty areas and those possession type areas that we strive to be good at in LA.
One of the things I liked about his game as well is he doesn't telegraph his shot, and then he gets it away quickly. He's a right-handed shot, which obviously is an advantage on the power play, especially when he can drop down low and then, you know, come sort of telescope back out, and he's hard to handle. But I like that about his game, and he does a really good job of presenting his stick when he's down low to a passer, sort of adjust his stick, adjust his body to get a better angle and get it away quickly. And anytime I talk to him, he goes, he always says to me, I just want to get it on net. Like, I just get it there as fast as I can and get it on net, and if it goes in, great. If not, then maybe there's a rebound. Is that sort of things that you guys have seen from him as well?
Well, it's funny. It's a thing our development staff, you know, I mean, once again, Val has a lot of tools, but our development staff really excels at the things you just mentioned, how not only is he find space down low, or is he established position, but he presents himself as an option. And that's not something that's easy to do. And people watching the game, you see a guy with position, or you see a guy who looks like he's open, and he's not really open. So when Zykov does it, and once again, Mike Donnelly, Mike O'Connell, and Nelson Emerson, they really, really work with these kids, not just getting to the right area, but getting to the right area the right way and making yourself a dangerous option, or making yourself just a danger when you're in those areas. And it's something that Z is really, he had a good foundation to begin with, and then they've just enhanced it. And, he does. He gets the puck off really quickly. One of the things we're trying to do now is we all have the mindset of getting it on net, because, the way we charge net, the way we attack, our heaviness down low, those pucks that get to the net, our guys create havoc with it. And now we're just trying to focus them to get it on net as quickly as you can, but now have a little bit of purpose. Okay, get it on net as quickly as you can, but now we're going for a little bit more of the accuracy.
You're listening to Hockey Prospect Radio on Sirius XM NHL Network Radio. I'm Shane Malloy. Along with me is Russ Cohn. We're speaking with Mark Yanetti, Director of Scouting for the LA Kings, talking about some prospects in their system. Mark, we talked about Adrian Kempe last year with you and, about his projection, and I thought he may end up developing into an excellent F7. From the last time we talked to you early in the season last year to now, now he's jumping into the American Hockey League in Manchester. What are your thoughts on how he's developed when he got a little bit of time last year in the playoffs with Manchester?
Well, I think he is for us, he is that prototypical F7. I think that's, in terms of potential, I think you can never say guarantee, but that is as close to a guarantee as possible. With his play in the American League last year, he also showed that there might be an F6 projection in there. It's good. I mean, when your fallback potential is F7, we'll take that any day. So he's shown a little bit more goal scoring in the American League than any of us would have anticipated, especially, through his draft year and beyond. He hasn't shown that as much, but he's teetering on that line. He's an F7. I still think he's a perfect F7, and he's a difference-making F7. But he definitely he's definitely at least added a little versatility in terms of his potential.
Yeah, he's a fun guy on Twitter too. A couple of days ago, he posted a picture of the Monarch championship ring, and it looks nice. And what I like about him is the fact that early in his career, he played against men. He's that kind of player that I think he's just got that something special. And he could actually lead the Russian finish, even though I do look at him as a pass-first kind of guy, too.
Yeah, there's no doubt. And once it's funny, you see really good players adjust to things quickly. And when it's always said, he plays against men and he plays against men. Well, there's a difference between playing against men in Sweden and Finland and even in the KHL and playing in the American League against men. It's just different. I mean, you don't have the room. You don't have, it's playing against men who are 1 inch away from you all the time. It's not having the space to do things. And watching Adrian's first three games to end the regular season in the American League, you're like, not bad. He adjusted to the level. He's not out of place. Good for him. And then all of a sudden, the next three games, took him about one series, maybe the Portland series, and now all of a sudden he isn't just adjusting to the level, but now he's becoming a difference maker at the level. And by the end of the playoffs, he was a catalyst, for us to, win the championship. He was front and center in terms of that core group, and he was filling a variety of roles, And in the Utica series, he was heavy in scoring. In the Portland series, he was making sure he got all the pucks out, just what you expect an F9 to do, getting the pucks out was always safe. He was always distributing it to the right area. And watching that transition or metamorphosis from the safe adjustment to the level to a difference maker at the level, it really bodes well for his future.
Well, Mark, we're going to take a quick break, but we want to continue to talk about your prospects. So stay tuned, everyone. We'll be right back and talk about the LA Kings right after these important messages. Welcome back to Hockey Prospect Radio on Sirius XM NHL Network Radio. I'm Shane Malloy. Along with me is Russ Cohn. We're continuing to talk about the LA Kings prospects with their director of scouting, Mark Giannetti. And Mark, let's move over and talk about a couple of your defensemen that are in your system. Some guys that I'm intrigued with. I'm curious to see where they, continue to move potentially into your lineup. And, a guy like Derek Forbort, who is a guy who was drafted 2010. It's 5 years ago. I know a lot of people say 5 years ago that they want people in the lineup right away, but he went to college, played 3 years at North Dakota, great program there, has done 2 years in Manchester. And I think for defensemen, that's critical. What are your thoughts on how he's developed? Because he's a big man who could, really fit into that type of game that you guys play.
Well, when we drafted him, we had the luxury of having a pretty stacked defense in terms of the NHL and in terms of what was coming. So it gave us a little versatility. And 5 years, I know in prospect time, it seems long. I don't know. I think the hockey model of prospect development is fairly antiquated. Baseball guys can be rookies of the year at 27, 28 years old, and in hockey they're failures after 3 years. So he's been slow and steady in his development. And I think last year, especially towards the end of the year and in the playoffs, it was you started to see a change in him. And it was evident in camp this year. He's the thing Derek does so well is he defends long. And there's plenty of guys in the NHL that are his size, very few with his size and skating combination. But playing long is an art. And the amount of poke checks Derek gets and the amount of times he diffuses a play in that 5 foot danger area coming into the zone, 5 feet before or 5 feet inside the zone, that's where you want plays to end because that's when transitional offense happens. That's when the 2-on-1s and the broken plays and the 3-on-2s happen. And Derek just has that uncanny knack of making the play, especially with his stick, making that poke check, which allows us to almost have a basketball, a fast break type transition to start from it. And, he's not the most physical guy. And once again, you want to see big guys be physical and hard, but Derek's pretty heavy. And once again, his defensive depth and his length you just don't see many people with that, especially his age, with that type of developed depth.
Yeah. I've liked the progression and I have a question to ask you. He skipped his senior year in high school to play for the NTDP. In retrospect, was that good or bad?
In retrospect, it was. He probably should have skipped. He probably should have gone to the 17 program now. Or I think coming into that team as a 1 year player is really hard
mm-hmm.
because you're making that jump with no safety net. You're making that jump with no. You play in that 17 team, there's a learning curve, and every player on that learning curve, with the exception of a very select few on that 17 team, really are allowed to develop. They're allowed to make mistakes. They're allowed, they're not expected to win in the USHL. They're not, it's just the 17 year is that learning year, and the 18 year is that now it's now putting forth what you've learned. It's now building on the foundation, and I think it's really hard to both build a foundation and rely on it in mm-hmm. the same year. So, it's funny. I think his best development. I think we should have taken him out after the second year in North Dakota. I think Derek's a guy who thrives when he has that one. When watching the development he made when Mike O'Connell and Nelson and Mike Domi worked with him one-on-one for these last 2 years, as opposed to when they only had him for about a week to 10 days before that. it's staggering. So I think the 1 year, I'm okay with the U.S. 18 year, although it's not ideal. But we probably were late in 1 year in terms of making him a professional.
Well, I mean, in terms of that, I guess is it in your eyes that it's always better to perhaps, I guess maybe even a little bit safer to incubate a guy another year than to maybe rush him early? I know, because you always have that decision to make. Do we pull him now? Do we, do we bring him in now? Do we wait on him?
Oh, definitely. It didn't hurt him. It stagnated his development by 1 year. And I agree with you 100%. If you look at our track record, we've let plenty of guys play through their senior year of college. We're not, we're not one of those teams who has a philosophy of everyone comes out or everyone stays in. It's, Mer stayed in, Dowd stayed in, Gravel stayed in, Martinez came out, Ledoux's still there. So, with Derek, it was just the way he learns, and it was sort of the accountability. He was good enough in college, and the accountability in terms of him taking personal ownership of his development in the summer wasn't as imminent as he needed. It just wasn't the focus it needed to be. And, the program at North Dakota is so good that it allowed him, as you say, it still allowed him that framework to succeed, whereas when he was with us, he was just a little bit different in terms of how he approached the game. We call it a pro mentality. I don't know what other teams call it, but you're forced to adopt a pro mentality when you have no other choice. With Derek as an individual case in college, I think he could have benefited from that pro mentality shift just 1 year earlier. But as I said, it definitely didn't hurt him. I mean, he played big minutes. He played for good coaches and a team that's steeped with history. And he played long in the playoffs. Once again, something that benefited him when he played long into the playoffs this year. So, I mean, you can find ways to justify both cases. I just think in his case, 1 year difference would have been a little better. Hindsight's 20/20.
You're listening to Hockey Prospect Radio on Sirius XM NHL Network Radio. I'm Shane Malloy. Along with me is Russ Cohn. We're speaking with Mark Unetti, Director of Scouting for the LA Kings. Let's quickly chat about Eric Cernak. We got a couple of minutes left in the segment. He was your second-round pick, 43rd overall. I watched him play international competition, lanky kid with some really good defensive habits at a young age. What are your thoughts on his play last year and what sort of your expectations coming into this season?
Our expectations on him are still pretty are up in the air. In terms of last year, the physical package he brings is definitely intriguing. He's powerful. He's a powerful skater. He's big. He's heavy. He can handle the pocket. There's a vast skill set. I actually think his physical tools and natural tools are ahead of his game right now, which it's not unheard of for a defenseman. Physically, he's ready for the American League right now, and our hope is that he can stick in the American League. Unfortunately, the depth there is pretty good, although he's making a run at it. The foundation, I'm not sure that, watching him in rookie camp, he's exactly where we thought he was physically, but foundationally and fundamentally, he's probably a little bit behind where we had hoped he would be. And he may need time in the CHL with Erie. He's still obviously fighting for a job in Ontario, but it's really hard to say which path he'll go. It looks like it's leaning towards Erie right now in the OHL. It's just in terms of filling out that fundamental aspect of his game, defending in a smaller rink. He's just a little loose right now, all over, and it's something you see all the time with defensemen coming over from Europe.
Yeah, I'll tell you, he has a sharp elbow. And if you get hit with it, you know it. And he plays for keeps in the corners.
No, there's no doubt. A couple of guys in Phoenix's rookie team learned that in front of the net and in the corner. He caught a few guys down low in the rookie game. One guy, I can't remember who it was, someone took exception to it. And it was, I guess you'd call it a fight, but it was more of a seatbelt hugging match. But, they both showed up.
Yeah, and he's an intriguing package, and I think with time, and adjustment into the North American ice. He's a player that I think, you know, could really serve you guys well and could be another situation like with a forward when he hits like that 22, 23 range, all of a sudden you got a D-man you can plug right into your lineup because physically he's there and it's just a matter of getting him up to speed in the other areas. So I'm curious about some of the young defensemen you have coming up because there's going to be spots for him in the next, you know, year or two. So we'll see which ones sort of jump up and take the bull by the horns and go forward. But
no, he's good. Yeah, you're exactly right. I mean, it's funny. He's like the anti-Kevin Gravel. Like, Gravel's foundation and fundamentals are perfect. And Chernak's physical is, you know, is way ahead of the game. And if you put both of those two guys together, you'd probably have a guy playing in our lineup right now.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, Mark, I want to thank you very much for coming on our show. We really appreciate it, and we look forward to seeing you at the rink.
Good. I'll talk to you guys soon.
That's Mark Iannetti, Director of Scouting for LA. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to continue with Hockey Prospect Radio right after these important messages.